So the question is, are we going to act now when the hurt is so enormous in a fiscally responsible kind of way, when Washington, D.C. is gridlocked on other alternatives? The states have told us their projects are ready to go. They're queued up. This is work that they have planned. If you get them the money, they could use it in the late spring, in the early summer, in the heavy construction season. When you compare that to a tax bill of more than $600 billion, I mean, what I'm talking about in the two accounts together, $4 billion from the Highway Trust Fund, $700 million from the General Fund, you're talking about significantly less than 1% of the administration's tax cut. And so what I'm talking about for less than 1% of the administration's tax cut, there can be 200,000 family wage jobs across America in the late spring and early summer. I think you don't get many more cost-effective buys than that. And I'll be blunt about this. If people don't want to do anything now, then they shouldn't back my proposal. If they want to do something today, and they want to send a dividend of 200,000 jobs across the country, here's a bipartisan opportunity to do it effectively and quickly. But for people who want to engage in a lot of partisan bickering and quarreling and the like, then what I'm talking about probably doesn't work for them. I think that the Senate is going to see when they hear from the states, when they hear from the communities, when they hear from labor folks and businesses and chambers of commerce and others, that they'd actually like to see something get done in a way that would be meaningful quickly. I think we'll have the support. My proposal would provide a dividend to the American people of 200,000 jobs for transportation projects across America during the heavy late spring and summer construction season. $4 billion would be made available to the states for much-needed highway repair and road maintenance projects that the states have ready to go, but that have been on hold for lack of funds.